When you get a, you've been talking to me about this. When you and I get a revelation of how Satan has been spoiled, disarmed, defeated, you will no longer live like you lived in the past. You'll be afraid of nothing. I don't care what they report on the news. I don't care what comes up. I'm gonna give you some evidence from the word. I promise you, I am. Everything that we say, we're gonna prove it by the word. Amen. So I made this little note here. Principalities and powers has been disarmed, spoiled over us. This new race, this new breed, this new kind of man has been brought forth from the seed of the firstborn that were raised from the dead. 1 Peter, if y'all can put that up, 1 Peter 1:23. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:23. Hallelujah. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible, by the word of God. And say, I want you to listen to what's being said, because this is where the revelation comes. Being born again. Being what? Born again. Not of what? A corruptible seed. What is a corruptible seed? What is a corruptible seed? It's a one that is can be destroyed. One that perishes. One that will not last. It's a seed that will spoil under pressure. A seed that won't last, won't endure. It can be destroyed. It can be put out of commission where it won't produce anymore. But listen what he said. Being born again, not off a destructible seed, but what? Incorruptible. By what? In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word was made flesh and it dwelled among us, and the word we call Jesus. So being born again, not a of an incorruptible seed, the word of God, which is Jesus. When God raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that made him alive is the same power that create life in you. You've been made just like him. You have been made just like him. And he said, this word of God liveth and abideth forever. So I'm going to make a bold statement. And I heard Dad Hagin say it. You listen to some people. That's why you can't listen to people. You have to go with the word, right? I used to say, once in Christ, never out was a damnable doctrine. I did. But I had to correct myself because God didn't say it. I'm going to say it again. Are you here? By the word of God, which liveth And I want y'all to stay with me now. Which does what? Liveth and abideth forever. Being born again. How can you kill God? I'm going to ask the question again. How can you, who is it that you know can kill God? All right. I'm going to do a little skipping around. I thought I was going to follow down through here, but I knew better. Go ahead and put up Colossians 2:10 in the Passion Translation. Go ahead and put that up. Colossians 2:10. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 2:10. Glory to God. Are y'all still in the house? You were right there. So listen, I want y'all to listen real close because I'm going to take my time because the Lord said, I want this to be known to the church. I want the church to get this. If we are going to become a strong local church, we got to know this. We can't be wishy-washy about it. We got to become solid in this. He said, and verse 10 said, and our own completeness is what? Now found in him. Who completeness? Our own completeness is now what? Found in him. We are what? I want to pause there because see, we read stuff and we don't, somehow we just don't get the revelation of it. When something is completely filled, how much can you put in it? What's left out? Y'all so slow in answering, like y'all scared to own up to the truth. When we are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness. Overflowing where? With Christ, God as Christ's fullness, overflowing with us. He is what? The head of every kingdom. And of what? Where? Satan has been spoiled. He has been disarmed. He's in this world, but he's not your ruler. He's not your master. He can't do to you what he says he can do. That's why he wants you to remain ignorant, because he can do those things to ignorant people. Unlearned, untaught, untrained, undeveloped, he can use you that way. But in the eyes of God, he's been stopped and he has no right to you, no authority over you, and he cannot put his stuff on you when you know this. But when you operate in fear, you're on his territory, because that's what operates Satan, fear. And see, sometimes we say we're in faith, but we're not. Because we'll say one thing this time and another thing. That's not faith. Faith speaks the same thing all the time. No matter what the circumstances look like, no matter how much pressure is on you, no matter how big the thing is, faith just keep talking the same thing. Never change, never flinch, never move.